So it's I'm looking at Revelations chapter 4 and chapter 5.
Apocalypse chapter 4, chapter 5.
It's a revelation.
C'est la révélation.
So it's not something physical.
C'est pas quelque chose de physique.
So it's not speaking of our bodies as such. But it's speaking of what you will call heaven. And heaven, as far as you and I are concerned, is speaking about our soul and our spirit. Because, like we were singing in that song about the war, you know, within our soul. It is a war in the heavens.
Comme nous chantons cette chanson, c'est à propos de la guerre dans le ciel.
And as we saw yesterday, in the heaven there is a war of light and darkness.
Comme nous avons vu hier, dans le ciel il y a la guerre entre les ténèbres et la lumière.
Which manifests on the earth.
Et qui se manifeste sur la terre.
And you know we record it as history. Or what has happened among nations, or or something that has happened in our lives. But actually speaking of what is happening in what the Bible says, invisible. Say thrones. There are thrones, visible and invisible.
Ça se passe comme la Bible le dit dans les endroits invisibles.
You know, so Revelation is just. Revelation 4 and 5 is an opening into these invisible realities. I noticed that in the French Bible, they say it's abstract. They describe it as something that's abstract.
Dans la Bible française, c'est décrit comme quelque chose de très abstrait.
And some people say it doesn't exist.
Et certaines personnes disent même ça existe.
Because if you come from a background of where things material things are emphasized, you say anything not material does not exist, which is a great grand deception. Grand deception.
Ça c'est un gros mensonge.
Because in Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 it says that the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are permanent. So you can see the contrast.
So la Bible dit dans Ephésiens chapitre 4 verset 16 dit que les choses qu'on voit sont temporaires, les choses qu'on ne voit pas sont éternelles.
So we were told that in 2013, when you had the volcano, where we are now was all volcanic ash. This house where we are. So the houses that were there before are no longer there. So it's temporal.
Amen. Il y avait le volcan ici, l'endroit où nous sommes, c'était un endroit volcanique.
And,
ça n'existe pas avant, maintenant ça existe.
If there's another volcano.
S'il y a un autre volcan qui va s'élever,
everything here will be gone.
Tout ce qui est ici va disparaître.
And maybe they will build something on top. And then it will be, maybe it might become a football field. Or they might use it for something else. It may not be a house like this. So the things which are seen,
they're
actually a deception. The things that are not seen are the real realities.
Les vraies choses, les vraies choses sont la réalité, sont des choses qu'on ne voit pas.
So, it's part of the resurrection.
That's la part de la
it's part of the resurrection of the inward man.
You know,
coming to the reality of what really is. And losing attachment to the temporary things on the earth.
Et donc ça utilise seulement les choses temporaires sur les choses qui existent physiquement.
And you can see the first verse of Revelation 1 says there was a door opened in heaven.
On va voir dans le verset 1, je dis qu'il y a une porte qui était ouverte au ciel.
So you see there's a door opened in heaven.
Il y a une porte qui est ouverte au ciel.
So heaven may be closed to some people, but to others it's opening up.
Le ciel peut être fermé pour certaines personnes, mais pour d'autres c'est ouvert.
And as we were saying yesterday night, that open door, you need a visa to enter it.
Comme nous avons dit,
you can't just go and enter it.
Cette porte ouverte, tu as besoin d'un visa pour y entrer.
Or you need. You need help. You need an access.
Tu as besoin d'une licence. Tu as besoin de l'aide.
And that access is Christ.
Et cet accès, c'est Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus said he is the only one that came down from heaven, and he went back to heaven. He's the only one.
Le seul qui est venu du ciel, et c'est le seul qui est reparti au ciel.
He says you do not go up to heaven to bring heaven down or go down. You know, so Jesus is the only one that has come down and gone up.
Amen.
So in Christ, we have an access back to the reality of heaven. So he says, so in the Lord's Prayer, he says, thy kingdom come on earth, and thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
Comme nous disons dans la prière, qui nous a demandé que ton royaume vienne et que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme au ciel.
You know, so, in Christ, the reality of heaven is coming down.
En Christ, la réalité du ciel est venue sur la terre.
And in heaven,
et dans le ciel,
there is one thing. There is one. The most important thing in heaven is the altar and the throne of God.
La chose la plus importante qui est au ciel, c'est l'autel et le trône de Dieu.
Now, heaven is in realms. And that's why the Bible talks about the heaven of heavens or heavens of heavens. That's how heaven is arranged.
Le ciel, ce sont des étapes de niveau. C'est ce qu'on dit que le ciel des ciels. Il y a des étapes.
So, what does the scripture say about it?
Qu'est-ce que les écritures disent à part?
So let us look at a few scriptures. Paul said he was in Jerusalem praying and he was caught up to the third heavens and heard things that he was not permitted to speak. So there are voices, there are speakings in the heaven, just like we have able to speak on earth.
Paul a dit, pendant qu'il était à Jérusalem en train de prier, il était enlevé au septième ciel. Il a écouté les voix. Il y a des voix au ciel. Comme nous sommes ici, il y a des voix qui sont au ciel.
So, telecommunication will tell us, you know, that there are frequencies, is it not, of signals. The bigger and more powerful your antenna is, then you can hear different dimensions of voices. And receive images.
C'est comme dans la télécommunication, il y a des fréquences et des signaux. Plus grand est votre antenne, plus grand sera la capacité que vous avez à avoir pour écouter des voix très lointaines.
So if you have a television, which has a receiver, you can see pictures.
C'est comme vous avez la télévision, vous pouvez ouvrir et voir les images.
If you have a small transmitter that you call a phone, you can hear voices from far.
Si tu as un petit téléphone, un Android, tu ouvres, tu peux voir et puis entendre les voix.
If you have a very poor network, the voices will not be audible.
Mm.
But if the network is If the receiver is strong, you have sharp signals, sharp voices, sharp reception. And the receptions, they don't collide. They don't jam. Except when the network is poor, then you have jamming and it's making noise. But if you have powerful transmitters, they don't jam. Everybody goes into his own wavelength. Hallelujah. So that is how the realm of heaven operates. And that is what happens in the realm of our soul and our spirit. And also, that is how spirits operate. They also operate in realms and levels and strength and hierarchies. So you have, Paul was speaking in, is it not Ephesians 6? Where we say the weapons of our warfare, and that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Princes. That rule over polity means regions. Like in Kivu, it's a region. Kisangani, Lumumbashi, all those places, they're regions. And there are spirits ruling over those areas.
Comme Paul l'a dit, les âmes avec lesquelles nous combattons ne sont pas charnelles, mais contre les esprits invisibles, contre les principalités. Et dans ces principalités, sont situées dans des endroits très éloignés, dans les endroits spirituels.
And they have lower realms of spirits that walk under them.
Il y a aussi des esprits très bas qui travaillent aussi en dessous d'eux.
So in the realm of heaven, you also have what the Bible calls powers. These are spirits that have particular natures that they bring through, and through that nature they're able to bring an influence over the world.
Il y a des esprits dans ces endroits dans le ciel, ils ont la capacité, la puissance de pouvoir influencer le monde.
For instance, there's a spirit of murder. Death. It's a power.
Comme l'esprit de meurtre, de la mort, c'est une puissance.
In the scripture, it represented as a horse. There were four horses, and they were running.
Dans les écritures, c'est représenté par le cheval.
You see that in Revelation 6, it was describing the four horses of the four horsemen.
Dans Apocalypse chapitre 6. C'est décrit comme les quatre chevaux.
So in the prophetic language, spirits are described as horses or birds. You know, so those are languages of describing spirits or beasts. So uses specific uses the nature of animals to describe spiritual natures and powers.
Dans le langage prophétique, on utilise donc ces esprits on les présente par les animaux.
For instance, the Bible talks about four beasts. There are four beasts, or four living creatures. Now, he uses that language. He uses that language to describe the natures of the soul.
On utilise ce langage pour décrire la nature de l'âme.
So it says an ego.
Comme
okay, an ego describes a nature, a spiritual nature. Also, the Bible talks about unclean birds.
La Bible parle aussi des bêtes, des impurs.
You say Babylon has become a cage of unclean birds.
La Bible dit que la Babylone est devenue comme une cage des animaux
impurs. Let's read it. Ephesians. Ephesians 18.
Ephesians
18. Sorry, did I say Ephesians? Revelation 18. Revelation 18, 18, 2 and 3.
Apocalypse 18, 2 et 3. And he cried, my a strong voice saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and it's become the habitation of devils, and the hall of every full spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance.
Okay. It's okay, we don't have time, but you can read it later. Now, Babylon was a city in the Middle East. But it describes a realm in the spirit. Just like Jerusalem and Zion is right now a location in Israel. I have gone there. So Jerusalem is there. Jerusalem is like Goma, made up of mountains. The highest mountain in Jerusalem is called Zion. And that's where the temple is. Jerusalem. Also, in Galatians, we are told that Jerusalem is a realm, it's a city above Jerusalem that spirits dwell in.
Goma se situe sur le flanc de montagne. Dans l'endroit le plus élevé de Jérusalem, c'est ce qu'on appelle le Sion.
So, in heaven, you have two cities, Zion and Babylon.
Dans le ciel, il y a deux villes.
And it is the realm in which the souls and the spirits of men dwell and habit. For instance, let us look at describing or telling us more about Zion. You know, it will help us to understand. You know, because we are trying to look at the different natures, the different principles, because it's important that we understand it so that we can know who we are fighting, so that we can engage in spiritual warfare.
C'est très important qu'on connaisse ces endroits, il faut qu'on connaisse bien la nature de ces choses afin que nous focalisons bien notre combat là.
Okay. So Revelation 18 opens up the kingdom of darkness, Babylon. And he's telling you who is there, devils. It's not only devils, it tells you hurtful and unclean birds.
On parle des endroits des oiseaux impurs.
And so he's speaking about these spirits, you know, that rebellious spirits.
On nous parle de cet esprit de rébellion.
And we're told that when Satan rebels against God, God cast him down to the earth with you know what we call fallen angels who rebelled against God.
Nous avons appris que lorsque Satan s'est rebellé contre Dieu l'a chassé du ciel.
You see it in Jeremiah, you see it in Isaiah. You find Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, that's where it tells us. And in Jeremiah 4. Okay, and 23. So those are scriptures that, you know, give us insight. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, Jeremiah
4.
These are some scriptures. There are some of those scriptures in Job, but I have to look for it too. So they tell us about these spirits that rebelled with the devil and are cast down to the earth. Cast down to the earth means that they were cast down from the higher realms of heaven to the lower realms of heaven.
Les a chassés du ciel, ça veut dire qu'on les a chassés de l'endroit du ciel plus élevé à l'endroit très bas.
Paul calls them the prince of the power of the air. Paul uses that term.
Paul les appelle les princes de la puissance de l'air.
So that princes that rule the power of the air. The air there is not physical. It's speaking about the heavens.
l'air de quoi, de l'air de qui Paul parle, ce n'est pas l'air physique que nous avons, mais ce sont des endroits.
So sometimes when you use the word air or heaven, you are speaking about the first heaven is the natural heaven you can see that has the planets and all. That's the first heaven. Above that, you have the second heaven, and that is the one he's talking about. Then above that, you have the third heaven where Paul was caught up to. Do you understand? So you have the third heaven, the second or middle heaven, and these physical planets. That's the first heaven.
Nous avons le ciel comme tel que nous voyons de façon physique. C'est la partie la plus basse au-dessus. Il y a un autre ciel encore. Et au troisième niveau, il y a un autre ciel.
So, there's another important scripture. Sorry, I'm taking it like that, but it will come together. There's another important scripture you find in Luke
17:21.
Luke 17:21.
Luke chapter 17, verse 21.
It's very, very important.
Très, très important.
20, if you look 20:21, it says, and when he was the minister of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of heaven or God is within you. So heaven is within you.
Hallelujah.
Il dit, les pharisiens demandaient à Jésus quand viendrait le royaume des cieux. Il dit, le royaume des cieux ne vient pas de manière à frapper le regard.
So
le royaume des cieux est dans, est en vous.
So the kingdom of heaven that is within you, obviously it's not this physical, it's speaking about the second and the third realm of heaven, obviously.
Le royaume des cieux, c'est pas ce que nous voyons physique. Ça parle de ce qui est la deuxième partie, la troisième partie.
And we are told in Revelation 12 that there was war in heaven.
Et nous avons appris dans Apocalypse chapitre 12 que il y a eu la guerre au ciel.
So that heaven has to be the heaven where the devil has been cast down.
Cet endroit, c'est l'endroit qui devrait être là où le diable a été chassé.
And that heaven is speaking about the heaven in us where he's struggling, battling to take control.
Et c'est cet endroit où nous luttons pour avoir le contrôle là-dessus.
Now, there's another scripture. Joseph, you want to read for us? 1 Peter, 2 Peter 2. Or is it 1 Peter? Sorry, I think it's 1 Peter chapter 2.
11.
Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
Okay. So.
Je vous exhorte comme étranger voyageur sur la terre. À vous abstenir des convoitises charnelles qui font la guerre à l'âme.
So Peter is telling us that there is a war within our soul.
Pierre nous entend dire qu'il y a la guerre dans notre âme.
He's saying there's a war.
Pierre dit qu'il y a la
in the lust. You know, the things that lust is speaking about the emotions, the desires. And our emotions and desires are connected to the mind and to the will. So you can see where the war is. And so speaking about this second heaven, you know, this realm of heaven within us.
La guerre au niveau de notre âme, c'est au niveau de notre désir de l'émotion qui est connecté à l'esprit.
And that's what Brother Hubert was saying yesterday, that there was a war going on. A warfare in the minds, you know, going on. You know, so when you see, when you think of yourself, do not always think of your body or what you can see with your physical eye. So it says that though we live in the flesh, our warfare is not carnal, it's not in the natural realms.
Chaque fois que nous sommes confrontés à une difficulté, il ne faudrait pas qu'on regarde à quelque chose de physique.
So, when
notre combat n'est pas un combat physique.
So when there is a resistance, or there are difficulties, or you have a stronghold, or you have a dissenting sin, or you have confusion, don't just look at the natural. I think that that's where it ends. There are spirits, there are natures that are involved. And that's why it says that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of
strongholds.
As long as we fight in the devil wants us to fight in the natural, because he's the God of this world. Yes, it's his territory. The battle is over for you. You can't match the devil.
I
was just reading something about the 5G network, the new one now that is coming. The 5G network is going to blow everybody away. So the devil getting stronger and stronger and stronger in the flesh.
Devient de plus en plus fort et fort sur le côté physique. Par exemple, le 5G qui s'annonce, ça c'est le domaine dans lequel le diable prend beaucoup plus de puissance.
So we are no match for the devil naturally. No match.
Pas la force de combattre le diable sur le côté physique.
But in the spirit, it's a different matter.
Amen.
Mais en esprit, c'est autre chose.
The spirit belongs to me and you. That's our kingdom. That's our territory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we must take it back.
Amen.
So for you, you must make up your mind to take back the kingdom, the authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
it says the kingdom of God is within you. So it is for me and you to decide what he's going to do here. The devil can do anything he wants outside. But here, la 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 la. La 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 la, here, you see. Christ must rule in my heaven. So that is the prayer. It says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And that will be done in heaven, on earth as it is done in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Que ton nom soit sanctifié.
So that is.
That is. Que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme au ciel.
So that is our warfare. That is our life. And that is why we are alive.
C'est pourquoi nous sommes en vie.
The things happening on the earth are just to give us a platform so that we can engage in this warfare.
Tout ce qui est physique maintenant dans le monde, c'est nous donne juste une plateforme, un endroit par lequel on peut se lever pour faire un bon combat.
But we must look at the scriptures because we must understand it from. That's why I was trying to quote the scriptures. So we're looking at it. Babylon, you will find a lot of it described in Jeremiah and in Isaiah.
Dans Babylon, vous allez voir beaucoup de choses qui sont décrites dans Jérémie.
Isaiah 50, 51, 52, they tell us so much. Jeremiah 50, 51 and 52, they tell us so much about Babylon.
Jérémie chapitre 50 et 51.
And like
et 52.
And like I said, it is you see, these are natural cities, but they speak of a spiritual realm.
Ça c'est une ville physique, mais ça parle d'une cité spirituelle.
Okay. Now, I was going to read Hebrews 12, that tells us a little bit about Zion.
Hebrews 12 parle de Sion.
So I want you to put your hand on Hebrews 12. We'll read Isaiah 48 first. And then we will come to Hebrews 12 to make 48, yeah. Yes, Isaiah. Yeah. Psalm 48, sorry.
Psalm 48.
Psalm 58. D'abord, non, avant de venir à
48. Psalm 48.
Psalm 48.
Psalm 48, avant d'aller à Hébreu 12.
Yes, we're going to read.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is Lord in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it and saw the marvel. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death.
Good. Okay, now let's go back to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 22. Start from 18. And someone should read for us 18 down to 24.
Vous ne vous êtes pas approché d'une montagne qu'on pouvait toucher et qui était embrasée par le feu, ni de la nuée, ni des ténèbres, ni de la tempête, ni du retentissement de la trompette, ni du bruit des paroles telles que ceux qui l'entendaient demandaient qu'il ne leur en fût plus adressé aucune de plus, car ils ne supportaient pas cette déclaration. Si même une bête touche la montagne, elle sera lapidée. Et ce spectacle était si terrible que Moïse dit, « Je suis épouvanté et tout tremblant, mais vous vous êtes approché de la montagne de Sion, de la cité du Dieu vivant, la Jérusalem céleste, des miracles qui forment le cœur des anges, de l'assemblée des premiers-nés inscrits dans les cieux du juge qui est le Dieu de tous, des esprits des justes parvenus à la perfection, de Jésus qui est le médiateur de la nouvelle alliance et du sang de l'aspersion qui parle mieux que celui d'Abel. Amen. »
Good. So, read to 24?
Yes.
Okay. So, we can see that this is a heavenly Jerusalem. It is called Zion, and so it's a realm in the spirit. And God the Father is there, God the Son is there, God the Holy Spirit is there, the angels are there, the blood of sprinkling that we talked about yesterday is there. Hallelujah! And it speaks.
Là où le Dieu le Père existe, le Dieu Fils existe, le Dieu l'Esprit existe, les anges sont là-bas. Le sang qui parle est là-bas, le sang qu'on a aspergé se trouve là-bas.
So, there is a principle of godliness, as a principle through which God deals with man. And that principle is a double principle. God in man, man in God. That's the way it works.
Il y a le principe avec, par lequel
Christ in you, you in Christ.
Dieu en l'homme, l'homme en Dieu.
Amen. That is the principle of godliness.
Ça, c'est le principe des choses de
God Dieu. Is a spirit, but it's manifest in the flesh.
Dieu est esprit, mais se manifeste man sur la terre.
Man is man, but man is manifest in the spirit.
L'homme est physique, l'homme est l'homme.
Amen. That is the principle of godliness.
Ça, c'est le principe des choses de Dieu.
So, heaven is a realm in the spirit. All right? And we have come to Mount Zion. So that's our soul, our spirit, and our bodies in a spiritual way. We are in heaven. We are in Zion. Even though we are physically on earth. And that Zion is also in us. Hallelujah. Do you understand it? Uh-huh. So that is the principle of godliness. John chapter 17, 20. What did he say? I in you, you in me, and we in them. Hallelujah. He walks back with we in Christ and Christ in God.
Dieu dit, Jean 17 dit, moi en toi, toi en eux, je suis en toi, et nous sommes tous un.
So that is the principle of the kingdom of God.
Ça, c'est le principe du royaume de Dieu.
And that is the kingdom God is building. So when we speak of the tabernacle, we're not speaking about a picture on paper. It's not picture on paper. It is the experience of your soul. What happens to you when you have an experience of the blood? Something happens to your heavenly composition. There's a change in your heavenly composition. Now, let me share a very important scripture. One of the most important scripture I'm sharing today. Now, there are two men. One is called Elisha, and then the other one was called Gehazi. You know, Second Kings 7. The armies of Syria surrounded the city.
L'armée de la Syrie avait entouré toute la cité.
They were looking for Samuel, for Elisha. They wanted to arrest Elisha.
Ils cherchaient Élie pour l'arrêter.
Elisha woke up in the morning with his servant.
Avec son serviteur.
And the servant saw the armies of Syria surrounding them.
Et son serviteur Gehazi a vu donc l'armée de Syrie qui a entouré donc toute la cité qui était là.
Now this is the principle of your security and my security.
Ça c'est le principe de ta sécurité de ma sécurité.
And he shouted, "Oh my Lord,
il a crié,
what shall we do?
Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire?
They have surrounded us."
Nous ont tous entourés.
What did Elisha say?
Et qu'est-ce que Élie lui a dit?
He said, "Lord, open his eyes."
Amen. Qu'est-ce que Élie a dit, Seigneur, ouvre lui les yeux.
Which eye? Was he blind?
Est-ce qu'il était aveugle?
Was he blind?
Est-ce qu'il était aveugle?
Which eye is he going to open?
Quel
he said, "Lord, open his eyes."
Seigneur, ouvre lui ses yeux.
And when his eyes opened, he started shouting. Say, "Oh my Lord, let us kill them." He said, "No, hold on. That's not the way he do it."
Oh God.
That's not the way. Slow down.
Can't. Il a convu, il a dit, oh Seigneur, laisse-les prendre les tous.
The reason why we are not shouting is that we have not seen. That's why we are, because we are not shouting. That's why we are, you know, we are dependent on police, dependent on this. We all are in that place. Amen. Amen.
Nous nous plaignons parce que nous n'avons pas vu.
And that's why we are praying. Say, Lord, open the eyes of our understanding.
Seigneur, ouvre les yeux.
Because when we see the host of heaven that is around us and where we are. He told him, they that are with us are more than they that are against us. We cannot be a loser. In this thing we are doing, you cannot be a loser. Unless you haven't seen what we are talking about. Paul said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Paul dit, celui qui en nous est plus puissant que celui qui est dans le monde.
And he said, whatsoever is born of God overcome the world.
Amen. Il dit encore, tous ceux qui sont nés.
Amen. If God gives you a vision, if God gives you a word. You know, I used to say, it's like, you know, in those days when we play football, you know, you kick the ball up and you start running. You know the ball is going to land somewhere. That's how I describe it. All right? If God gives you a word, start running. Because it must surely come to pass.
Amen.
You can build your life on the word of God. If God tells you a word, start running. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, that word God has given you, can never pass
away.
In fact, there's a scripture in Genesis 8:22. I love it so much. It says, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest will not fail. Hallelujah.
Il y a une étude dans Genèse 22 qui dit aussi longtemps que la terre existe.
Seed time and harvest. You know the harvest when you harvest.
Les semences, les récoltes ne passeront pas.
Seed time and harvest will not seed. So if you plant a seed, that seed is going to germinate.
Aussi longtemps que tu vas planter une semence, cette semence va germer.
So if the seed of Christ has been planted in your heaven, it must bring forth the fullness of Christ.
Si
hallelujah.
It,
the, every seed has the capacity to be a tree.
Ça va germer.
You understand? Every seed you plant has in it all it requires. You just need you to water it, to give it the right environment, and it's going to come to fullness.
Une fois planté, ça doit produire, ça a besoin juste quand l'arroser.
So, as we have received the seed of Christ, we must believe, we must press on to the saving of the soul. When that Christ has taken over our soul, and that is the gospel.
Si nous recevons cette semence, nous devrions nous attacher à cette parole, nous devons presser, nous presser sur cette parole jusqu'à ce que
the gospel
nous voyons donc la
prosperity.
La semence.
Prosperity is a byproduct. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and what we do, all other things. That's a byproduct. It's not. It's not just an aside. It's an aside. It's not the main thing. But the devil has made it the real thing and taken away, so that you will not, you and I will not focus on driving him away from our heaven. Hallelujah.
Nous soyons perdus sur le droit chemin que Dieu nous a donné à suivre.
So God is raising an army.
Amen.
Dieu est en train de d'élever une armée.
People who are being trained.
Ceux qui sont entraînés.
To cast down the devil from the realm of heaven within us.
Amen. Il y a des gens que Dieu a entraînés pour chasser.
So,
dans les endroits élevés.
So Revelation 12 again says, behold, there was war in heaven, and the devil was cast down.
Dans Apocalypse,
Revelation 12 from verse 8 says there was a war in heaven, and the devil did not prevail, and he was cast down.
Il y a eu la guerre au ciel, et le diable était chassé, tombé par terre.
And we overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
Et nous le vainquons par le sang.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's the power of the blood.
That's la puissance du sang.
And the thing God wants to do is to establish his throne and his altar in our hearts.
Ce que Dieu veut, c'est d'établir son trône et son autel dans notre cœur.
It's like when you fight a war, when you win it, what do? You establish a flag.
Amen.
Si amen.
Tu veux te combattre,
you establish a flag.
Tu dois d'abord mettre dans ton drapeau.
You say, I will have conquered the territory.
Amen. Tu dis que cet endroit, je l'ai déjà.
So, the kingdom of God is coming down.
Amen.
Le règne de Dieu va
to be established in our heavens. Hallelujah.
Pour s'installer dans notre ciel.
Amen. And when that kingdom is established,
lorsque ce royaume est établi,
then Christ will rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he says, you know, that's what we are looking at in Revelation 4, verse 6, and Revelation 5, verse 8. He's describing this throne that's been established.
Est-ce que l'Apocalypse décrit dans
Revelation 4,
dans Apocalypse
4, verse 6, and then Revelation 5, verse 8.
5, chapitre 5, verset 8, nous décrit ce royaume.
Sorry, Revelation 4, verse actually from 4 to actually the whole verse, but it says verse 4, and round about the throne there are 24 seats, and upon the seat I saw 24 elders clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Yes, read 4 to 6. Read from 4 to 4 to 8.
Autour du trône, je vis 24 trônes. Sur ces trônes, 24 veillards assis, revêtus de vêtements blancs et sur leur tête de couronne d'or. Du trône sortent des éclairs, des voix et des tonnerres. Devant le trône brûlent 7 lampes ardentes qui sont les 7 esprits de Dieu. Il y a encore devant le trône comme une mer de verre, semblable à du cristal. Au milieu du trône et autour du trône, il y a 4 êtres vivants remplis Dieu devant et derrière. Le premier être vivant est semblable à un lion. Le second être vivant est semblable à un veau. Le troisième être vivant est à la face d'un homme. Et le quatrième être vivant est semblable à un aigle qui vole. Les 4 êtres vivants ont chacun 6 ailes. Et ils sont remplis Dieu tout autour et au-dedans. Ils ne cessent de dire jour et nuit, « Saint, Saint, Saint est le Seigneur Dieu, le Tout-Puissant, qui était, qui est et qui vient. »
Amen. So, and then, so read 5, verse 6. So we can just finish it at once.
Et je vis au milieu du trône et des 4 êtres vivants, au milieu des vieillards, un agneau qui était là comme immolé. Il avait 7 cornes et 7 yeux, 7 yeux, qui sont les 7 esprits de Dieu envoyés par toute la terre.
Good. So this is the altar.
Ça, c'est l'autel.
And this altar is the throne of God.
Cet autel, c'est le trône de Dieu.
And this altar is set up in the midst of the 4 living creatures, which is the soul. And he says this, he talks about 24. Now, the number 24 is the number of priesthood. It's very important. Now, why do I know? When you go to, when you read 1 Chronicle and 2 Chronicle, it gives you the structure, the order, and the arrangement of the priesthood in the time of David, in the temple of Solomon. And David divided the priests into 24 courses.
David avait divisé le nombre de prêtres en 24.
And he divided the Levites to also function in 24 courses. The potters, the same thing. The singers, everybody had their own course, you know, through which they ministered.
Tous les serviteurs, les lévites, les chanteurs, tous ces gens, ils étaient décrits en 24.
There was no confusion. Everybody had their own course, where they ministered, 24.
Chacun, il n'y avait pas de confusion. Chacun a sa part.
16 of those courses belong to the son of Aaron, by what's his name? Merari. Sorry, it was no, not Merari. It's I can't remember. The other one was Itamar, and the other one, I remember the name. While 8 belonged to Itamar, so if you put them together, it's
24.
And you can see when the husband of Elizabeth, what was his name, Zachariah, in Luke chapter 4, he said when it was in his own course, he went into the temple to minister.
Vous allez voir dans le Nouveau Testament, le mari de Elizabeth.
No, not Old Testament. Luke.
Nouveau.
Okay, good. All right, sorry. Luke,
Elizabeth,
chapter 4.
Il est décrit lorsqu'il est arrivé à son tour.
He was talking about Zacharias. He says that his duty according to the lot was to minister at the altar of incense.
C'était son tour cette année-là d'aller dans le tabernacle et puis de faire l'offrande pour.
Because when it is the time for a particular cause, they will cast lots so that you know, and it is you will pick. So it is a place you pick that you will minister. That was how it functioned.
Quand ça devient ton tour, c'est à ce moment-là que tu prends et on te dit ce que tu dois faire cette année-là.
So 24 is the number of ministry.
24, c'est le nombre de ministères.
So when he said 24 elders,
quand il dit 24 anciens,
he's speaking about maturity in ministry.
Ça parle de la maturité dans le ministère.
And this maturity ministry is the maturity ministry of the soul in bringing offering to God. That's the 24 elders in the midst of the four living creatures. He's speaking about the soul.
C'est la maturité du ministère qui de l'âme qui est mûre pour que tu puisses administrer la parole de Dieu.
And here he says there was a lamb slain. In this scripture. He said there was this lamb slain upon the altar.
Dans cette écriture, on vient de lire, il dit, il y a une lampe qui était établie.
And I drew the altar the other day with the lamb.
Sorry. Il y a eu un agneau qui était immolé.
So the lamb was slain on the altar. At the foundation of the world, you see, that's when that altar was established.
Avant la fondation du monde.
So that is the altar that is being established in us, and that is the altar to which we are being established.
Ça c'est cet altar qui doit être établi en nous et par lequel nous devrons conquérir le monde.
And it says that this lamb has seven horns.
Et on dit.
You understand? It's speaking of power.
Cet agneau a sept
cornes. To overcome. Darkness in the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And the importance of lamb is blood. When the Bible talks about lamb, he's speaking of blood. You understand? So he's telling that this blood is strong and is enough. That's why he made one offering. One offering is enough to wipe out darkness from my soul.
Amen.
Is that when it says seven horns?
Yeah.
It means that the lamb or this blood has power to purge darkness from my soul.
Ce taillot qui a sept cornes veut dire il y a sept de puissance pour chasser les ténèbres en nous.
Amen.
Pas cette puissance, ça fait dire que il a des puissances pour sacher tout.
And he said that there are seven lamps of fire burning, which is the seven spirits of God. So,
Amen.
So the Spirit of God is also working
Amen.
In fullness.
L'Esprit de aussi travaille en œuvre dans sa plénitude.
And Isaiah 11 tells us the seven spirits of God. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, and so on. There are seven of them. So that is what he's speaking about.
Sept. Nous avons sept esprits de Dieu, esprit de sagesse, esprit de connaissance. Il y a ça décrit sept esprits.
Okay, and so the altar is being set in my heart. It's coming. Every day it's being organized. It's like you said, the kingdom of God is coming. That throne of God is coming into my heart.
L'autel tous les jours vient dans mon cœur. Ça veut dire ça vient dans mon cœur tous les jours.
So it says, thy kingdom come on earth. And thy will be done.
Vienne sur terre.
As it is done in the heaven.
Que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme il est fait sur le ciel.
That's God's plan for me.
Ça, c'est le plan de Dieu.
God's plan is not for me to have money.
Le plan de Dieu pour moi ce n'est pas pour avoir l'argent.
If money comes, Alleluia. Praise God.
Alleluia.
His interest is not money
yeah.
or dollar.
Alleluia.
It is just that when you are with God, the glory of God will touch your life and it will manifest.
Amen.
It is not what we are looking for.
Yes.
Amen. We are looking for the establishment of the kingdom of God Amen. In our soul. That is our focus.
Alléluia.
Nous sommes en train de faire tout pour que l'Esprit de Dieu vienne en nous. Le règne de Dieu vienne en nous. C'est notre but.
And He has already told us the result of this warfare.
Il nous a déjà donné
the devil is a loser.
Amen.
Amen.
Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
And Christ has already overcome.
Christ l'a déjà vaincu. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So he says he is the Alpha and the Omega.
Il a dit Alpha et Omega.
He said he that was, that is, and is to come.
Amen.
Il a dit c'est lui qui était.
So it's either it is a lie, if it's either we are all deceived, or then it is true. Amen.
Amen.
So it's either it is true or it's a lie. There is no middle ground. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's either we are all being deceived,
or
there is a reality.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so. We should be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
You know, at what God is doing.
Yes.
So when we sing that song, Abba, Abba, Father, bring about a change in me. Amen.
You know? Abba,
that the kingdoms that war within my soul might be ruled by the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abba, Abba, apporte un grand changement en moi, Maître et Maître, Seigneur, purifie-moi de mon iniquité, étends ta main. Saint-Esprit, je te sers ma vie à ta